what happens. Total unbelievers say, well, yeah, I'd like to come to your kid's baptism. Can I come to church? Yeah, sure. They didn't come for any other reason, did they? But the baby is getting baptized. So remember, any babies getting baptized, always do a lot of inviting. People like to come for that stuff. Babies get people to church better than you and I do. Always remember that. So God is trying to show us, I can use a baby. I can use a teenager. I can use an older person. I can use them all. Because God loves all. He loves every single person. And he even loves the ones who don't love him back. He does. And there's plenty of people in the world that don't love him back. And there are people like you and me that love him back, but not so good. That's why we're here today, because we're always working on it, aren't we? We're always working on, what is the name of the girl? I think her name is Grace something. She sings that song, I Get to Love You Back. Is that the name of it? Yeah. Yeah, type it in. It's kind of a nice song. I Get to Love You Back. So that's what we're doing here today. We get to love him back. But we also get to do something else. We get to learn how to walk with him. Now, who can yell out for me, how many fruit of the Spirit are there? Do you remember? Come on, somebody must know. What's the number? What? It's not seven, but it's close. Very close. Keep going. Somebody said eight. Very close. Nine. Or what I call three threes. And what I want you to keep in mind today is God wants you and me to grow. Notice whenever there's a list, I'm not sure if I said it to this crowd or not, but whenever you see a list in the Bible, it's not like you making a list to go to the grocery store. It's different. There's purpose to why each one is where it is. The first commandment's more important than the tenth. God set it up that way. Anytime you see any list at all, so remember, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are nine. Now, that's a lot to remember when you say, Lord, help me to live in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. You know, as you would forget by the time you got to the end. So here's what I think God does for you and me. He says, don't worry so much about the nine. Just three at a time. Just three. Now, somebody here today is going to write me a letter and say, I've never heard anybody talk like this before. Was this a Christian thing? And here's what I'm going to tell you. I have vetted this with a lot of pastors and missionaries to find out, because I never heard anybody talk like this about this. So it's going to sound a little weird. Here it is. I really believe that God takes your spiritual age and he breaks it up into threes, and he gives you three threes. And he says, look, if you're just getting saved or thereabouts, love, joy, peace. That's for you. Now, I can think back, almost 38 years, I guess, we got saved. When I got saved, I tell you, I cannot even describe the experience, but I will say this. Sometimes it was so overwhelming, I had to pull over my car because they got a hold of me. I see a head going, yep, I know what that is. And that's what happened to me. Now, again, I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, it was really something. And it was great. And I could tell that God really loved me. And I couldn't tell you how I knew, but I knew because of how it felt inside me. And it was quite joyful in that literal, real sense that it didn't matter what my life was doing. There was joy in knowing God loved me, you know. And then it got peaceful, very peaceful. That didn't last too long, by the way. And what happened for me was this, was that I started to notice that everybody's picking on me because I'm a Christian. And it's like, hey, you're cutting in on my love, joy, peace here. What are you doing? you know, and it was really bad. And I have to say, I didn't react very good, probably very childish, I think. I was about 28, and I was acting more like about 4, you know. And I really wanted to go back and say, come on now, let's have more of this love, joy, peace. It didn't come. I'm embarrassed to tell you how long it took me to figure out what God was doing. And he may be doing it for some of you in this room right now. Because see, what happened for me is God was calling me to a new kind of life. He's calling you to a new kind of life as well. He was calling me to a life of patience and kindness and goodness. But I didn't know that then. But here's how I figured it out. Some years ago, an older man, he was in his 70s, came to see me. And he said, I have this problem. I said, okay, what is it? He said, I remember when I got saved, how exciting it was. I said, well, how long have you? He said, I've only been a Christian about 20 years. So it was pretty, you know, late in life. I said, well, tell me about it. I said, man, it was just great. And I could feel the Holy Spirit. And man, wonderful. And I said, oh. And don't tell me, you want to feel that. He said, exactly. How do I get that? I said, you're not going to like this, but that feeling's not coming back. And he said, why? I said, because God is calling you to a new kind of life. And so we took out the Bible and we looked at these 9 fruit of the Spirit. And I said, look at the second 3. You want love, joy, peace, but look at patience, kindness, goodness. And then he said, I do need some of that. He said, but I thought that if I could feel the Holy Spirit, I could be more patient with people. I said, no, it doesn't work like that. God is calling you right now to be more patient, more kind, more good. Now, look what God says about this very thing. And I tell you, it is totally missed most of the time. This is from Ephesians 4. So it's Paul again, same guy. But of course, anytime you read the Bible, you can always say, that's the same author, right? Same author. Holy Spirit wrote it all. So listen to this. Ephesians 4. He says, look, we want to attain the knowledge of the Son of God, to be mature, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And as a result, we'll no longer be children, some places says babies, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every kind of wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. Now, think about that for a second. Most of your problems and mine is because of our refusal to grow up. It is that simple. And even now, God calls you and me to be more mature and to put away this idea that you're going to feel this and feel that and do this and do that, but to grow up in Christ. And Jesus died for you for this very reason. The Bible says he did not die for you to be a baby. He died for you to be mature. And of course the Bible says, well, hang on a second. Doesn't the Bible say I'm supposed to be like a little kid? Yeah, be childlike, not childish. Childlike, not childish. Think about this. What ruins a congregation faster than immaturity? Can you think of anything? I can't. See, the leaders of this church are mature people, mature in the Lord. And I already know that because there wouldn't be anybody here if they weren't. But it's very easy to spot an immature congregation. When the leaders are immature, nothing goes right. Nothing. 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 If you're any kind of a leader, and by the way, all of us are, aren't we? All of us are. Maturity. God is calling you and me. And yet we always want to go back to, no, I want to feel this and I want to do this. Uh-uh. We're done with that now. Now, I'm just going to do a little survey. Who here has been a Christian less than 5 years? Less than five. Okay. So everybody here has been a Christian at least 5 years. Okay. So that means most of you, if not all of you, have to move on to patience, kindness, goodness. Be mature. Be patient. Be kind. Work on this very specifically. And if you were to actually ask the Lord, Lord, make me more patient, more kind, more good, I'm just going to focus there, you'll be amazed at the kind of answers you'll get. You'll be amazed what he'll do to teach you, because it is his will for you. It's not a prayer that you would have to be afraid to pray as if, will God do it? It's in the Bible. He wants to do it. But he needs willing participants, doesn't he? He needs willing people. And he's looking for you to do it today. Now, let's think about this. God is looking for people who will be mature. Now, of course, if you're not a believer or if you're new in the faith, he's saying, you know what? Love, joy, peace. You can stay there for a while. It's okay. But if you've been a believer for a while, like this group is, got to move on. Now, let's say you're older like me. Well, here's the bad news. God is looking for people, older people, who are willing, for the sake of the gospel, to be taken advantage of. Look what it says. Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Think of it. I mean, do you have any idea what a ridiculous thing this is? Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. At our church at Holy Cross, where I served for about 10 years, when the snow would get bad, and it always does every year, of course, I would be there at the church, and I'd be looking at the other guy saying, we better call it off. It's bad out there. I mean, let's call it off. And every time I would say that, some older person, older than me, would come in on a cane and start to peel off layer after layer. And some would come in with their assistants who had to bring them. Some in would come in on a walker. Snow up to your eyeballs. How embarrassing for me as the pastor to go, oh yes, here we are having church and I'm ready to call off and these people have the faithfulness, you see. They said, I'm going to go. And by the way, you know, I'm not a big guy on going to church. I know that sounds bad, but I've just learned too much all over the world about church. You know, this is church. I'm looking at the church. But there's a lot of other things that are church. And by the way, if you really want to know what church for today is, just ask a younger person. They can tell you. But here's the deal. They made a deal, and they said, we're going to go to church. We're going to go. And guess what? They go. And the weather or sickness or pain doesn't stop them. That's what faithfulness looks like. They said they were going to go, so they go. I'll give you another picture. Jesus in the garden. You know, the Bible says that he sweat what? What did he sweat? Blood. Now, this is an actual... Do we have any doctors here today? Medical people? Nurses? You know, there's a real condition called hematidrosis, which is sweat and blood. That does, and in the 20th century, they've recorded about, bless you, about 75 cases of people sweating blood. And they always found it was when they were under some high anxiety or maybe death was looming. They would sweat blood. You and I are called upon, actually, to do that very thing. I mean, think about this. One man said, you know, I don't know very much about temptation. And I said, really? And he said, well, I always give in. I mean, think about it. And he said, I never sweat blood. So, and remember there's that little verse in Hebrews that says, now look, I know you people are okay because, you know, you still have a ways to go because nobody at your church has sweat blood. No one has sweat blood yet. And I think the writer to the Hebrews is telling them, I think you guys have a ways to go, so don't think you're all that. Don't think that you've totally conquered temptation. Nobody has. Nobody does in this life. And unless you can say, no, I've sweat blood over that, well, then we know we probably give in a little too much, you know. But here's the good news. Well, you think God is mad at us about that? Not at all. But he wants us to know these things because he says, not because I'm mad at you, I want you to know it so that you know you got a ways to go, to grow. I want mature, growing people. And also, as you get older, like me, he says, I want you to be faithful and gentle. I mean, you never meet a finer thing than an older person who is gentle. And you probably never meet a worse thing than an older person who is not gentle. You ever notice this? Like if a kid goes off, let's say one of these teenagers go off on somebody or they're just not gentle, you know, we'll say, hey, come on, son, stop it. Stop that. Okay, how old are you? 17. I'm 17. Can we be patient with him? I think so, right? He's 17. But if I do it at 64, people go, man, this guy don't get it. And of course, all people my age, we have to wrestle with this because I was dumb enough when I got saved and I saw how the people acted in church. I said, wow, these older people are so patient and gentle and all these things. And I thought, wow, that'll be nice when I get older. I'll never get mad either. How dumb that was, right? And of course, you get not mad, you get probably more mad when you get older. And yet, it takes much more work to be gentle with people. And even with the Lord. And then there's that, I call it the crowning achievement to the Christian. It's like this crown that goes on your head. The crown of self-control. And the reason I think that is the crowning achievement is because, first of all, it's last in the list. But there's another reason. Because everybody in this room, including me, and even little kids, are control freaks, wanting to control everything and everybody. And God says, cut it out. Control yourself, why don't you? That's really all he's saying. Whenever you see things not going the way you like, that's got to be a trigger for me to say, oh, yeah, I got to work on controlling myself. Self-control. The famous monk, Lord, help me change the world. Nothing happened. Lord, help me to change my friends here at the monastery. Nothing happened. As an old man, he prayed, Lord, help me to control myself. Why does it take so long to get the basics? Anybody know this? I was talking to a guy exactly my age, and I asked him that, and he said, I have no answer for you, Larry. Why so long? Just basic Christianity. But thank God we can still grow. Thank God we can still even go further on and say, you know what? Yeah, some people took advantage of us. Some people said this about us. But far be it from us, Lord, to do anything about it. Far be it from us to engage on that level. Because, listen, Paul again. He's in Romans 12 this time. Yeah, 12, 19. Do not take revenge on someone who's wronged you, but leave it up to God's wrath to take care of it. For it's written, the Lord says, I'll pay people back for doing wrong, because taking revenge belongs to me. That's self-control. Now, for the younger people here, we're not expecting you to be so great at that. We're not. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't work on it. But I really mean it. Your age in the Lord has a lot to do with this. And here's the thing you got to remember. If you're an older person and you get into the habit of taking revenge, then what happens? The kids begin to think that's the way you do it. You don't want them to think that, do you? I don't. And it is very difficult as an older person not to say, now, come on, this is not right, or whatever. But I have a kid, see? And, you know, I don't want him to think, he's 37, I mean, he can think for himself, but still, I don't want him to think that that's cool, because it's not. Even though, when he's not around, maybe I do get kind of crazy, but I do my best, I really do, and I hope you will too. Don't let the young people, I mean, look at this great band we have here. I'm sorry that I keep using you guys, but you guys are such a good example because, you know, we don't see many teenagers in the church nowadays. It's just so nice. Great. But do you see what I'm trying to get at? That it started with love in the first three, and it came all the way around, and it ends with love too. Because that's the only reason I can come up with for doing stuff like this. Can you? I can't come up with another one. It's because you love God. Because you love the neighbor. And I can see in this church you love the lost people. And by the way, if you do not love lost people, then please see me after church. Something is wrong with your thinking. Something is definitely wrong with your thinking. I don't think I know of any other church that has a prayers for the lost board. It's important. But you see, I know you love God's mission. And all of this depth of spiritual insight I've been talking about is important. I mean, after all, I've talked to you for 20 minutes about it. But that's not the main reason we do it. It's not just so we can grow in the Lord. It's so that we can be better missionaries. It's so that we can actually reach these people. And let me tell you something about reaching these people. Here's the secret. If you work on this, mission happens. Haven't you been a little bit surprised at how people come to this church and get saved? They just show up. And it's like, wow, nobody called on them or anything. How'd that happen? It happened because you guys are working on what we've been talking about. And if you keep doing that, God will send them like he has. But if there's envy and backbiting and that sort of thing, God will say, well, I better not send any new people there because they might get the impression that that's what I'm like. See? So we always have to be on our best behavior, right? Because you never know. I mean, we have a first-timer. Where are you over there? Yeah, there's a first-timer. I'm not going to embarrass you, man. We made a deal. I'm not gonna make her stand up. But I did pray this morning for a first-timer because I said, you know, it's really not my object lesson's not going to work, Lord, unless you send a first-timer. And then she was standing right in front of me, and she said, hi, this is my first time. I said, oh, well, I prayed for you this morning. How funny is that? But you see, for the sake of that first timer, we have to behave, don't we? We have to show love, joy, peace if you're newer in the Lord. You have to show patience and kindness and goodness if you're further on. And if you're like me, you got to show faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And as you do that, I know God will bless you.